נעשה, ברוך השם. We made it back. Also, page Nun Bet, Amud Aleph. In the middle of the page, somewhere, it's written Vesavre. In the middle of the line, it's written Vesavre Bet Shammai. It's a question. The line starts with the words Lehave Alan Kemasoy. We learned in the Braita that's in the beginning of that page, in the second line, Beit Shammai is saying that the blessing of the day is more important. And after it, in the fifth line, we saw that Beit Shammai is saying that if there is, in the end, we learned that that Braita belongs to Beit Shammai. By the explanation, we accepted that. If you remember the sugya 2 days ago, we accepted the assumption that that Braita belongs to Beit Shammai according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We saw that we cannot explain that Braita by the Shita of Rabbi Meir to say that it belongs to or Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel. By the Shita that we tried to learn to say that that Braita belongs to Rabbi Meir, by that Shita we could say that actually the Braita been said or by Beit Hillel or by Beit Shammai. Both of the options were there. But we rejected that assumption, and we stayed with the assumption that that Braita belongs to Beit Shammai. And by the Shita, that Braita belongs to Beit Shammai, that it's by the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's too hard for you, so you can review, no one's going to punish you on that. By the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that is claiming that Braita belongs to Beit Shammai, we saw that Beit Shammai are saying that if a person have just only one cup of wine for Havdalah and also for Seuda Revi'it, like we know that we have that obligation to make Birkat HaMazon on the glass with a glass of wine. So, if a person have only one, enough wine just only for one cup, so he should leave the wine for after Birkat HaMazon, means not to make Havdalah on a cup, just to make Seuda Revi'it. And then in the end of Seuda Revi'it, he's going to make Birkat HaMazon. When he's going to finish saying Birkat HaMazon, he's going to say Bracha on the wine, Beria Gefen, and then going to throw after, chain after it, all of the rest of the blessings. Alright? Means that he's going to say the Brachot of Havdalah in a certain order after the blessing on the wine of Birkat HaMazon and not in Havdalah. He's just going to add the Havdalah to that. So we saw actually that Beit Shammai have a certain importance of making Bracha on the wine in Birkat HaMazon even more than in Havdalah. In Havdalah it's required also, but not allowed to drop Bracha on the wine, blessing on the wine in Birkat HaMazon. It's very important. Right? Rabbi Avram? Yes? So now, the Gemara is saying, asking a question. Vesabre Beit Shammai, Birkat HaMazon Tuna Kos. And you want to say that Beit Shammai is claiming that for Birkat HaMazon you need to have a glass of wine at all? Now they're going to bring us a proof that Beit Shammai is not required a glass of wine in Birkat HaMazon at all. Where are they going to bring it from? From our Mishnah. From the Mishnah that we learned in the last page. Behatnan, but we saw in our Mishnah, Balaim Yain Lachar HaMazon, that if people received wine after the food, Im Ein Sham Ela Oto Akos, if they don't have no other cup, So Beit Shammai Omrim, so Beit Shammai are saying, Mevarech al hayayin. Which situation is it? First of all, to explain, we're talking during the seuda. People are sitting, eating their meal with bread. Now suddenly they finished eating, but they haven't said Birkat HaMazon yet. So, and now someone came and brought them a cup of wine, glass of wine. So, should they drink it in the meal during the seuda? Or, and they don't have another cup, or they should wait with it until Birkat HaMazon to make benching zimun on a cup or on a glass of wine. Regular seuda, every seuda. Every seudah that you have an obligation to make zimun bracha, Birkat HaMazon, on a glass of wine. You want to check your Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about a regular seudah. Someone sits and eats. Three people sitting and eating bread, receiving wine after, like that it's written in Nan, Balaim Yain Le'achar HaMazon. The wine came after the food, but they haven't said Birkat HaMazon yet. In im en sham ela otokos, if they don't have another cup, it's or to drink it now or to wait with it until Birkat HaMazon and then to bless on that and drink it as part of benching. So Bet Shammai omrim mevarech al hayayin. Bet Shammai are saying blessing on the wine. Ve'achar kach mevarech al HaMazon, and after it blessing on the food. Means no wine in Birkat HaMazon for Bet Shammai. No wine in Birkat HaMazon for Bet Shammai, Rav Avram. Bet Shammai are saying, if you have only that cup, you're blessing on the wine. Blessing means drinking it. And then saying Birkat HaMazon. My love, the mevarech ilave v'shatile. Isn't the meaning of the brayta that he should bless on it and drink it, and this is it, and he doesn't have to say Birkat HaMazon on glass of wine at all? The Gemara is answering, lo, no. De mevarech ilave umanachle, that he's saying bracha on it and waiting with it and putting it aside until he's going to say Birkat HaMazon. So the Gemara is asking, "V'ha'amar mor, how can you say that he's saying bracha on the wine, not drinking the wine? Now we're going to say Birkat HaMazon, and then going to drink the wine, and then going to say another bracha on the wine? Weird. V'ha'amar mor, but we saw that it's been said, "Ha'mevarech tzarich she'it'om," that the person that is saying bracha, he have to drink a little bit, have to taste. So how you said to me that I'm going to say bracha, not going to bless on it, and then going to wait, and after it going to bless? That time, the Gemara is answering, he is tasting. He's just tasting. And he leave most of the cup for the end, for Birkat HaMazon. How can you say that? The Gemara is not quiet today. Amar Mor, because we heard that one of the righteous people said, Tamo pgamo. If you tasted from the cup, from the wine, you defected the cup. Today, if someone drinks and he lets other people drink from it, he have to add more wine to the cup. Why? Because he defected it. And after defected it, you're not allowed to let someone else to drink. It's a known thing that we have to drink from a full cup, like that we learned. From a full cup.
Only wine.
Wine.
Only wine.
Only wine. We're talking about wine. If someone drank wine, and now it's a minhag, you can see it a lot of places in Kiddushim, a person is making Kiddush, and then before he gives other people, he pours another amount of wine into that cup, and he's filling the cup, and then by that he's cancelling the defect that he defected. So how can you say that person drank a little bit, tasted from the cup, and left it for the future, for the Birkat HaMazon? He defected it because he drank a little bit.
We're not talking about Havdalah.
What?
We're not talking about Havdalah. We're talking about the Kiddush before the meal and Birkat HaMazon after the
When we now we talked all of that sugya was to talk before about Havdalah. But then we saw that all of that argument is surrounding that issue of having a cup, the importance of having a cup of wine, glass of wine, in Birkat HaMazon, in the Birkat HaYo, in the Birkat HaMazon. Alright? So, the Gemara is asking, how can you say that Bet Shammai Bichlal have it? They have it or even. They're not. In the Mishnah we saw that the Mishnah is saying that you don't, that by the Shita of Bet Shammai, you don't need to have a glass of wine in Birkat HaMazon. Because we saw in our Mishnah that if a person received a glass of wine during the meal, he should drink it. He should say bracha on it. So the Gemara now starts to ask, on a regular situation of drinking wine in a seudah. But from that we're going to learn that Bet Shammai doesn't have that importance of leaving the cup for Birkat HaMazon at all. Even after all of those questions, we're going to see that Bet Shammai are not holding from the Shita at all. They're not keeping that cup for Birkat HaMazon. So we said, you can learn it again, you can see it again. Bet Shammai is saying, drinking it. Isn't he talking when he's blessing on it and then drinking it? Lo, the Mivarech Aleh Umanachle. No, just he's saying bracha on it and leave it for the Birkat HaMazon. How can you say that? V'ha'amar mor, ha'mvarech tzarech shit'om, that the person that say the bracha have to taste from the wine. The time, he is tasting. If he's tasting, how can you say that? V'ha'amar mor, we heard from one of the righteous people, ta'amo pegamo, that if you tasted from it, you ruined it, you defected it. So now you need to fix it. The time lebeyade, he tasted it with his hand. What it means with his hand? That he poured a little bit of wine to his hand, to his palm of his hand, and drank from it. And by pouring from the glass, you're not defecting the glass. You're defecting only when you're drinking. But if you're pouring a little bit, you're not defecting. It still calls a full cup. A complete cup. The cup doesn't have to be full until the end. If a person doesn't have a small cup and now he's got only a huge cup of half of a liter or 1 liter, he doesn't need to fill a full cup. He needs to have revi'it, a quarter, revi'it. So that revi'it is a certain amount. But after you have that revi'it, you're not allowed to taste from it. If you tasted it, you defected it. But if you have more than revi'it, revi'it is the minimum that you can have. So if you have, let's say, 2 revi'iyot, two quarters, if now you drank from it, you can pour a little bit to it, and it's all great. Also, if you poured a little bit, haven't drank, but still you left revi'it, so then you're allowed to make kiddush on it. That cup haven't been defected by pouring from it. Just when you drink from it, this is how you defect it. Maybe also if you're touching it, you're defecting it. I don't know.
You put a cup in your right hand.
Yes.
Make a
yes.
So then you put it in.
For an example. It's not an hefsek if you
sounds
have to.
Sounds funny. You say, well,
sounds fun.
And then you put it away.
Yes.
Then you make
this
it.
The Gemara will not even accept it. Don't worry. Okay. The time lebeyade, he's pouring a little bit into his hand, palm of his hand. Ve'amar mor, how can you say that? We heard that kos shel bracha, that a cup, glass of wine of blessing, tzarich shi'ur, needs to have the minimum of the amount, and means a quarter. Ve'hakapachit le mishi'ure, and now you took off wine from the minimum of the amount that you have to have. Because we said that he allows to pour, so everyone allows to pour now. You haven't talked about more, you talked about allowed to pour. So if you have or had only a quarter, you're allowed to pour. That's what you said, right? The nafish letfe mishi'ure. The answer is, the sugiyah was talking only when you have more than a quarter. If you have more than a quarter, you can pour a little bit into your palm of your hand and to drink it from there and to leave. This is how they're trying to establish Bet Shammai, but the Gemara is not accepting it. Veha, how can you say that? But we saw that it's written, Im en sham ela otokos ktani. We learned If the person doesn't have more than that cup, means that he's got the minimum. That he's got only Revi'it. He's got only that cup. Cup of Revi'it. It's written in a clear way, in an obvious way, bright way, that you have only one cup. One cup means one quarter. So how can you say that we're talking on more? So the Gemara is answering, Trelo havi umechad nafesh. Two quarters he doesn't have, but more than one he does. They said that he's got only one cup, means he doesn't have two. But it doesn't mean that he's got only one quarter. He's got one, exactly, one quarter, 0.4, 0.5. All right? But doesn't have two quarters. How can you say that the Gemara is saying? V'ha'atani Rabbi Chiya, but we saw that Rabbi Chiya said, where Rabbi Chiya said that? In one of the Braitot, we know that all of the Braitot belong to Rabbi Chiya. So, but we saw, means in a Braita, that Rabbi Chiya said, Bet Shammai Omrim, Rabbi Chiya had a Braita that was talking exactly on the same argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, but in a different Nusach, a little bit change in the words. And in the way that Rabbi Chiya put it, when Rabbi Chiya wrote it, it's been said,
was the Braitot or Rabbi Chiya?
Yes, Rabbi Chiya Ubanav, and the Mishnayot is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, brought answers from people, words from righteous people, like Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Shimon.
The Mishnah has no name, then it's Rabbi Meir.
When the Mishnah is just a Mishnah, then it's Rabbi Meir. So in the Braitot of Rabbi Chiya, in one of the Braitot, it's written, Rabbi Chiya is saying, Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai are saying, Mevarech al hayayin, Veshotehu, blessing on the wine, and drinking it. So you see that he should drink it. We're talking about if the person have only one cup of wine, he receives it in during the meal. And before of Birkat HaMazon, in the bright of Rabbi Chiya, it's written, drinking it. ואחר כך מברך ברכת המזון. And after it, blessing ברכת המזון. So here you have a strong, very stable proof that Bet Shammai have the cheetah that wine is not required for ברכת המזון. So the Gemara is answering. We have a huge argument in the Braita that we established as Rabbi Yehuda. And we said that Rabbi Yehuda explained it to us that it belongs to Bet Shammai. We saw that Bet Shammai are saying that if a person have only one glass of wine and he is now before of Havdalah and he have to keep another cup of wine maybe for Birkat HaMazon. And Rabbi Yehuda told us that it belongs to Bet Shammai. So over there Bet Shammai are saying by the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda that glass of wine gonna be left for Birkat HaMazon. Means there is an importance of keeping wine for Birkat HaMazon. And here we saw by the Braita of Rabbi Chiya, and also we saw before that it's not very logic, but now we have a very strong proof from a Braita of Rabbi Chiya, that he's saying for sure that Bet Shammai are saying that if a person have received wine during the meal and he doesn't have another glass of wine for Birkat HaMazon, he is saying bracha on it and drinking it. So it means that Bet Shammai suddenly doesn't have an importance of leaving a glass of wine for Birkat HaMazon. So we have an argument between Bet Shammai and Bet Shammai.
So they should in the first case say use the wine for Havdalah and not
exactly. But they're not, by the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, that is stable, that is strong. And we're not arguing on it anymore, just it's hard for us. The Gemara is answering, Ela tre tana'e ve'aliba de Bet Shammai. There are two tana'im that argues on the shita of Bet Shammai. There is an argument on what was the shita, the opinion of Bet Shammai. There is one Tana that is going by the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda to say that Bet Shammai are claiming that you have to have a glass of wine for after Birkat HaMazon. And there is the Shita that's been brought by Rabbi Chiya in the Braita that Bet Shammai are saying that it's not important. Actually, we don't know what the truth is. we know that there are two Tanaim, very important righteous people, that were arguing in the first generation on what was the opinion of Bet Shammai on that situation. And this is how that sugya finished, that we don't know the answer. What we do know, that halakha like Bet Hillel. We don't have a problem.
We're talking about two different things. One is when you have make a bracha on wine during the meal, and saving it, should we save it or not save it for berakat hamazon? And then the other one, probably with Rabbi Yehuda, has to deal with Abdallah.
No, it's not dealing with Abdallah. It's dealing with berakat hamazon.
Also,
over there we said that if a person before of Abdallah have only one glass of wine, what he should do? Should he drink the wine in Havdalah and not to keep it for Birkat HaMazon? Or that he should keep it to Birkat HaMazon and then to do the Havdalah? So it depends on the importance of wine in Birkat HaMazon. If it's important to have wine in Birkat HaMazon, he's going to do what the Debraita said, like the Shita of Bet Shammai over there. And if the wine is not important in Birkat HaMazon, he's going to make Havdalah on the wine, and Birkat HaMazon, he's going to make it without Bet Shammai, without glass of wine, like the other Shita that we saw of Bet Shammai that was supposed to be. But there is an argument between two Tanaim on the Shita of Bet Shammai, if wine is required for Birkat HaMazon or not. Rashi. What? Bracha Tevunah Kos. This is that this is that question that the Mishnah, that the Gemara asked on Bet Shammai. Do you want to say that blessing of Birkat HaMazon requires to have a glass of wine? Birkat HaMazon on blessing of the food, the Ketani, that we learned, Menicho Le'achar HaMazon, and you told us to leave it for after the food. Do you want to say that it's important for Bet Shammai? Behatnan, because we saw in our Mishnah, Matnitin Bepirkin, in our Mishnah, in that chapter, Balahen, if they received Kol Yemot HaShana Ke'amar, all days of the year, he's talking on it, Achar HaMazon, wine after the food, Ubetoch HaMazon Lo Balahem, and during the Seudah, they didn't have wine, Uchshegamru Seudatam, and only when they finished their meal, Balahem, it came to him, to them, Lifnei Birkat HaMazon, before blessing of the food. So, should they drink it or should they leave it for after the Birkat HaMazon? My love, the Shatile. So they said, they tried all of that argument that we saw in the Gemara. My love, the Shatile. Isn't he talking on a situation that he's drinking it? You said that he's gonna bless on the wine and gonna leave it for after Birkat HaMazon. Cannot be. אחי כאמר בית שמאי, and you want to say that בית שמאי said, אם רצה מברך על היין ושותהו, that בית שמאי said, if he wants his blessing on the wine and drinking it, ואין צריך להניחו לברכת המזון, and he doesn't have to leave it for blessing of the food, טעמו פגמו, if he tasted from it, he defected it, לברכת המזון ולקידוש ולהבדלה. He defected it for blessing on the food and for making kiddush and for making havdalah. You can see it, the halacha on that it's not allowed to defect the wine, beperek arve psachim, in the chapter that calls irve psachim, eves of Pesach. Hachi garsinan, this is how you should learn that Gemara over there. El atrei tanae aliva jebet shamai. Actually, the argument is of two tanaim from the first generation on the assumption of Bet Shammai. Tana de matnitin. One of them is the Tana of the Mishnah. Vetana de Rab Chiya, and the Tana that Rab Chiya brought in his Braitot. Tana de Rab Chiya aliva de Bet Shammai. The Tana that's from the Beit Midrash, means from the Braitot of Rab Chiya, Aliba de Beit Shammai, counts on the Shita of Beit Shammai, Amar, he said, En bracha tu'una kos, blessing on the food is not required glass of wine. V'tana de matnitin de le'el, but the Tana of the Mishnah that we just learned before, the Rabbi Yehuda that belongs to Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Beit Shammai, according to the Shita of Beit Shammai, Savar assumed, bracha tu'una kos, blessing required a glass of wine. Wonderful. Wonderful. We can continue, but we will not gonna finish that sugya. It's a long and smiling one, but we can start a little bit. Beit Shammai are saying. Beit Shammai are saying, this is a new part from our old Mishnah that we learned. Beit Shammai are saying, washing your hands first, and after it, pouring a glass of wine. Uvet Hillel are saying, Mozgin et hakos, pouring the wine, ואחר כך נוטלין לידיים, and after it, washing the hands. This is Hilchot Seuda, Hilchot Kiddush and Seuda, in Kiddush of Shabbat. We know that Halakha like Bet Hillel, that first of all, we're making the Kiddush, and only after it making Metilat Yadayim. We saw and we know that also today there are people that hold that Shita like the Shita of Beit Shammai. Maybe not because of Beit Shammai, maybe they have another reason to do that. I saw that there are Mefarshim, the Ritva, and more that are answering to the ones that are holding that Shita to make Netilat Yadayim before of Kiddush, and then making Kiddush, and then making Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and not counting on that as an Hefsek. We're going to see now in that sugya, actually, what's the reasons of Beit Hillel, what's the reasons of Beit Shammai. Okay? In the Mishnah that we learned, we just saw the halachot. Beit Hillel said, first of all, Kiddush. After it, washing the hands for Hamotzi. Beit Shammai are saying, first of all, washing the hands, and then doing Kiddush, and then doing Hamotzi. Now, we're going to see Braitot that's going to explain to us the argument, the different opinions between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Tanu Rabbanan, it's a Braita. Beit Shammai omrim, Beit Shammai are saying, Notlin el hayadayim, first of all, washing the hands, ואחר כך מוזגין את הכוס, and just after it, pouring the wine. She'im ata omer, because if you're gonna say mozgin et hakos, first of all pour the wine like Beit Hillel tchila before, so we're afraid. From what we're afraid? Gzera, it's a decree that we made. Beit Shammai are saying shema yitamu mashkin, that we're afraid that maybe the liquids that are she'achore hakos, that behind the glass, means outside from the cup. If the cup, we know that we have to wash it inside and outside before of the Kiddush. So we're saying bracha on a wet glass, right? So maybe the water, the liquids that are outside from the glass, gonna be contaminated from his hands. His Beit Shammai are saying that you're not washing, that you're supposed to wash your hands before of Kiddush. Why? Because they're afraid that your hands are contaminated, because we have that decree, Mide Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that hands are contaminated. Why a person needs to make Netilat Yadayim for bread, for Amotzi? You just went out from the mikveh, and you made Netilat Yadayim outside from the mikveh. You haven't touched nothing, and you went up one floor to the Beit Midrash for a bench over there, and you want to sit on it and say Hamotzi. Now you need to go to do another Netilat Yadayim for the Seuda. You just said, you haven't done nothing, your hands are like that. If you haven't made Netilat Yadayim for Hamotzi, you have to make Netilat Yadayim for Hamotzi, even if you made Netilat Yadayim for something else. You just went out from the bathroom. You made Netilat Yadayim, you said Asher Yatzar. Now your friend, your wife are saying to you, come, sit and eat. You cannot sit and eat. You have to make netilat yadayim even if your hands were in the air. What it means? What's going to be? Thank you very much. What you going to do? You have to make netilat yadayim. What's the reason that you should make netilat yadayim? Because there is a decree from Rabbanan on hands that they are contaminated. Yadayim tmeot. Because they're busy, always they're touching things, so Rabbanan made a decree that we have to wash the hands. So now, if we wash the hands, now we can eat. So it means that by the Netilat Yadayim, we're washing away the contamination, the Tum'ah. So now, the Shita of Beit Shammai is saying to us that we should wash the hands before coming to the glass of wine, before of Kiddush on the wine. Why? They're explaining. Because if you're saying differently, that first of all we're going to pour the wine and the hands are still contaminated, we're afraid. From what we're afraid? That maybe the liquids that outside of the glass going to be contaminated because of his hands. We said just now that we have a decree that the hands are contaminated. Now he's going to touch the wet glass with his contaminated hands. And then, because of his hands, the liquids that outside going to be contaminated. And if it's going to jump somehow, going to go back to the glass, because it can be here, it can be on the edge. Also, can be a drop of water on the edge. And now you touched it from one side with the contaminated hand, and it can jump into the glass. No problem that it can happen, and then it's going to contaminate the wine. Those are halachot that today we're keeping them because that it's a decree midrabanan, not because of contamination. We're not keeping the halachot of contamination today. Those are halachot that belongs only to the period time of Beis HaMikdash. In the third Beit Mikdash also those halachot are going to come back. And don't worry, we're going to receive the wisdom to know how to deal with it.
Today.
Amen.
Amen.
Benachat.
Do you have to wash the Kiddush cup before you use it? I mean, right before you use it?
Yes.
Even if it's...
It's clean.
It's clean. You take it out.
It's in the dryer. Yes.
You have to wash it again.
Yes. Exactly.
And dry it?
What?
And dry it?
No. I said even if it was washed and then in the dryer, you have to wash it again. Just left it.
No, after you wash it again, you have to dry it.
No.
You leave it wet.
Yes.
And when you leave mikvah and you wash your hands.
In the mikveh or in the netilat yadayim after?
Netilat yadayim after. You have to say bracha.
No. Thank you very much. Azakirov.